Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete Prisco is with us. Pete, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good. How are you guys?
Doing okay, man. I mean, I think there's a lot of excitement here. Not I think, I know. There's a lot of excitement here in Cleveland for what the Browns have done this offseason, what they did last year. And now it looks like they may be on the verge of signing Jadeveon Clowney. Is that a big deal for you, a small deal, or no deal, Clowney to the Browns, if it happens?
Small deal. Again, he had as many sacks last year as you did. And, you know, people think he's an elite pass rusher, and he's not. He's a good football player. He plays hard. He's tough. He plays good against the run, but he's not a great pass rusher, which is why he's bounced around as much as he has and probably not as good as his reputation. But when you look at their roster, you know, the hole in that roster is defensive end. And I think that's a problem. And so, I get it. I understand it. They're trying to fill it with Tack McKinley's and those kind of guys, so it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think, Pete, you know, listen, every team's got holes, right? Even Tampa Bay, Kansas City, nobody's perfect. I think, you know, it is amazing, though, you know, after years and years and decades of futility and terrible rosters and terrible coaching, how in a short time in the last couple of years they've gone from, you know, continuously having a million holes to not having that many.
Well, and they've done a good job with it. I mean, you got to give them all the credit in the world. They've really done a nice job building that roster. And I, you know, I like to pick apart teams. I really do. And when you look at that, they don't have a lot of holes. And they've done a good job in free agency, I thought. I think they really did add some good pieces to that secondary. So, all in all, they've done a really nice job of building a good, solid roster without, you know, that many holes in it.
Right. Yeah, and I guess now if you go to the draft then and you think about 26 overall, are you, if you're the Browns, if they don't have as many holes, are you just thinking best player available?
Yeah, I probably lean in that way, even though I'd probably look at the pass rusher market. And again, this isn't a great pass rushing class, but it also means that guys that, you know, normally really good pass rushers go in the top, you know, 10. You're probably not going to see that happen in this market. So what you'll see in this draft is see guys fall down. So they're going to have an opportunity to add another pass rusher. Even if they add Clowney to the mix, I'd still add a young pass rusher, a guy who can come in, sub in, and maybe be the guy of the future. Because I don't think Tack McKinley or Clowney is a guy who's going to be there for the long haul. So you might as well use that pick to upgrade on the defensive line as well.
Pete Prisco of CBS is with us. Pete, I saw your tweet, Julian Edelman into the Hall of Very Good, not the Hall of Fame. I agree with you. It always drives me crazy when, you know, a really good player like that retires, and I say, well, the guy's really good, but I'm not putting in the Hall of Fame. And people respond to that if they think that guy's a Hall of Famer, as if you're saying the player sucks. It always drives me crazy when that happens.
Yeah, and he's 156th all-time in yards. You can't put that guy in the Hall of Fame. And he's had an amazing career, and he deserves a ton of credit for what he's done. But to say he's a Hall of Famer is absurd. I mean, there are so many good receivers, great receivers, who are not in the Hall of Fame right now when you look at it. I mean, look at guys like Torrey Holt. Was he even in the same zip code as Torrey Holt?
No,
absolutely
no chance.
Not. You know, so
yeah.
I think, you know, we're prisoners of the moment. You know, what have you done for me lately? And it's a great story. The guy deserves all the accolades in the world, going from college quarterback to star receiver on a team that won Super Bowls. But by no means is he a Hall of Fame player.
Is he one of those players then that should probably be upset that we don't vote in the Hall of Fame the moment they do retire, and you got to wait 5 years, because I wonder how history is going to look on Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be the case with him. I think people who really look at it rationally see he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not even the best Patriots wide receiver who's not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Stanley Morgan was a better player. And, you know, you can you go back in history and look at that position at that team. Stanley Morgan was a much better player than mm-hmm. Julian Edelman. So, no, he's not in the Hall of Fame conversation, I don't think at all.
Pete Prisco with us from CBS. Pete, today the Broncos players put out a statement, and I think the players are going to not participate in OTAs. I think it's ridiculous that they're having OTAs after it worked fine virtually last year. What say you on that?
Yeah, the only problem I have with it, look, it is voluntary. You have a right not to show up. I get it. It's always been that way. If you all get together and say you're not going to show up, you know, what are they going to do? But they're all going to get together and work out it together anyway. You know, what's the difference? You've seen it already. Daniel Jones took some of his receivers to Arizona, and they worked together. Some of the linemen were there, and they got out and did some stuff. I mean, these guys are going to work out together as is. It's just they don't want to do it on their own terms. I get it. Maybe they don't want to be in the building as much as the team would like them. But what's wrong with getting on the field and doing 2 hours of work or an hour and a half of work and then, you know, going home and doing your meetings virtually? I don't see any problem with that as well. So, again, the vaccine's now going to be an issue. You know, you saw the memo today. The NFL's going to pretty much mandate everybody get the vaccine, which is going to be interesting because, you know, there are obviously some people who will not want to get the vaccine, and that should be their right not to get the vaccine. But I don't think it's going to work out that way. I think you're going to see everybody being forced to get the vaccine.
I mean, would that include with the players' union? That includes players, everyone, you feel like?
Yeah, I don't know if you can – I don't know if the union – they can push the union's players to get it, but I'm talking about employees of the team. You saw that. If you're
mm-hmm,
tier,
of course.
If you want to be a tier one or two, you're going to have to get the vaccine. And so unless you object for religious or medical reasons, you're going to be forced to get the vaccine. And I can imagine they're going to do the same type of thing with the media. If you want to be able to talk to players on, you know, face-to-face, you're going to have to probably show that you got the vaccine. You saw Buffalo just sent out something just now saying that they put a plan to play with full crowds, but you're not going to get in if you don't have a vaccine. So, I mean, that's basically where it's going. It's either vaccinate or, you know,
or you're out.
Don't be one of those people who's going to be trying to be around the NFL this year.
Yeah, I got no problem with that personally. I don't know, you know, how the – I guess
– I don't care. I think it's a – but I still look. I'm 60 years old. I haven't got the vaccine yet. I did have COVID. So I do have some immunity to it. But, again, it should be people's choice to get the vaccine. You shouldn't be forced to get it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you put other people at risk if you don't get it.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer or anything. But making people get the vaccine, you know, is goes against the grain of everything that, you know, we're supposed to be, isn't it? I mean, you can make people get the vaccine. There are a lot of people out there who are anti-vaxxers. I'm not. I don't. The way I see it, if you can get it, you go get it. But that also should be a choice.
We're talking with Pete Prisco, CBS. Pete, let's get back to the Browns here. There. Over-under came out today. It was 9.5. He talked about you like the roster. Are you over 9? Like, the Browns obviously won more than that last year. Their schedule's real tough, obviously, this year. Are you over or under 9.5 for the Browns?
Over barely. I'd probably see 10, maybe 11. I don't think they're going to go soaring by it by any stretch of the imagination. I think the Bengals are going to be better. I don't know about the Steelers. We'll see what they do and see if they can supplement that offensive line because the left tackle's not there. What do they do at that position? And they have some other issues. And, you know, the Ravens will be the Ravens again. So it's not going to be an easy division. But I think 10 or 11 is good for the Browns. And again, you know, the way they ran the ball last year took the pressure off Baker Mayfield. If they can do that with that good offensive line, that's going to really help them as an offense. And we saw that they needed to upgrade the defense. And I think they did. You know, Troy Hill's a good player. John Johnson's a good player. They upgraded the defense. Again, I still think you need to be able to rush the passer from both sides, which is why solidifying that spot is so important to them.
Who would you have the AFC North winner being right now? Would you go the Ravens or the Browns?
That's a good question. Can I see what the Ravens do in the draft first? But I'd probably lean to the Browns right now, to be honest with you. I think, again, looking at roster by roster, I think their roster is better. I think, you know, their offensive line is probably better. You know, the Ravens have pass rush issues. A lot of guys went out the door. That means Myles Garrett, as is better rushing the passer. You know, you get Odell Beckham back. I think for all those idiots out there that said they were better on offense without Odell Beckham, that's just foolishness. Getting him back is big for them. So, yeah, no, I think the Browns are better right now. And but, you know, the Ravens have been traditionally very good in the draft, so let's see how they do.
You know, you mentioned you thought the Bengals would be better than the Steelers. You don't know. About a month ago, I said, I know these are two fairly significant ifs, but I said if Burrow is healthy and the Bengals' offensive line is improved, well, it's got to be significantly improved because obviously it was horrible, that the Steelers would finish last. Are you buying that?
They're still the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin's a good coach, and you know, they might have one more year to go try and make a playoff push, but I don't, you know, they have a ton of issues on that team right now. And, you know, the biggest issue last year, everybody wanted to point to Roethlisberger, but they couldn't run it and they couldn't protect him. And he didn't get sacked much, but he moved a bunch. That offensive line was an issue last year. So the Browns are Exhibit A. The Bucks are probably Exhibit B on the difference in an offensive line and what it means to you. And how good you decide how good your team is. And I don't know if the Steelers are that good on the offensive line. And quite frankly, the Bengals, which is why they might, you know, use that pick at five to draft an offensive line.
Pete, you've done a lot of work on the draft already, and I'm just going to ask you because I feel like you know Zach Wilson better than I do at this point. David Shaw said that Zach Wilson reminds him a little bit of Baker Mayfield coming out. Is he accurate there? What do you see between the two? Like, is that a fair comp for Zach Wilson and Baker Mayfield?
You know, some people, it's funny because some people say he's Baker Mayfield. Others say he's Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. He's probably in between the three of them. I think his arm is better than Baker Mayfield's. I think his release might be a little bit quicker. He's probably a little bit better in the pocket than Baker. You know, he's also got the quick release and the big arm to get outside and make throws, which is why the Rodgers-Mahomes comparison comes in. Look, he's good. He's interesting, but he's little. You know, Baker Mayfield is short, but he's thick and stocky and looks physical. When you look at Wilson, his body is small, and I'm not talking from a height standpoint. And you got to wonder, a lot of guys I talk to in the league wonder, will you be able to hold up in the NFL? I mean, those guys get after you in the NFL. You got to be able to handle that. And so that's the one concern is his body type. Will he be able to hold up in the NFL? I'm not talking about the height.
Last thing, Pete, who do you think is the second-best quarterback in this draft?
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I think Fields is getting ripped apart for no reason. I don't understand it. I think he's a heck of a player. I think his upside is clearly as high as anybody. You know, this whole Mac Jones phenomenon. Look, Mac Jones is a good player, but after he played the national championship game, did you hear anybody talking about him being a top five pick?
Nope.
After the season was over, everybody knew what he did. Nobody. But now all of a sudden, the 49ers decide that they might make a move. At least that's the rumblings around the league, and make him their quarterback. They trade two first round picks to go do it. What changed between the end of January and April? And now everybody's like, oh, it's got to be a great move. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan would never make this move if it wasn't a great move. Really? They drafted Solomon Thomas and passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. So they do make mistakes. They all
Fair
make
point.
Mistakes. I don't buy it. I would pick Justin Fields if I was the 49ers. I think the upside is much higher for that kid than it is for Mac Jones.
Agreed. Pete, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Yeah, Pete Prisco, CBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!